Chapter 2. 4 weeks later. I think I've made a mistake. I stared through the rain-speckled window at the soggy garden. There was no sea or sand visible today, just a hovering mist and a bedraggled seagull on the gatepost. Oh, Lily, of course you do. You're just feeling funny because I'm going back home today. Mum came over and wrapped her arms around my waist. In the distorted reflection, she could have easily passed for my funkier sister, with her spiky white hair and her favourite rectangular glasses with the leopard print frames. It was only when you looked closely that the V between her eyebrows and fine lines around her eyes were noticeable. She'd lost weight after Dad died, which had brought out her cheekbones, and she'd kept it off with a diet of faddy eating and a frantic lifestyle. "Can't you at least stay until the weekend?" I said, breathing in her familiar scent of fresh apples and vanilla body lotion. "I can't leave Annie for long. She gets flustered on her own," Mum said, giving me a little squeeze. "And I've got my play tomorrow night." As well as running a craft shop with her oldest friend, Annie Larkin, Mum was a leading member of Acting Out, an Amdram group that specialised in Agatha Christie mysteries and occasional adaptations of classic novels. The other players had been her saviours after Dad died, and I couldn't begrudge her much for wanting to get back to them. "It's so quiet," I said, cocking my head. Nothing but the patter of rain on the living room window and Mum's soft breath in my ear. I hadn't even heard a car door slam since arriving the day before. "Isn't that a good thing?" Mum steered me back to the plush oatmeal-coloured sofa that had belonged to the previous owner and sat me down. "I thought you wanted peace and quiet, so you could write your novel." She slightly emphasised novel, as if unsure of its meaning, still not fully on board with me giving up teaching. "I do," I said, lifting my mug off the coffee table, hot chocolate steaming my face. "It's just so unfamiliar." Things had happened quickly in the end, as my four-week challenge was met with gusto and I'd become swept up in organising the move. Once we'd arrived, I'd thrown myself into organising the rooms, with Mum's help, installing the few items.